Hello, and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here today with Arthur Rand, owner of Baristi Coffee Roasters, a coffee roaster with a coffee cafe on North 13th Street in Allentown. Arthur, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you.
How did you get into coffee and the art of coffee roasting?
Well, my family had growing coffee for almost 300 years in Colombia.
300 years?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not that old. So I started up the company about a little over 15 years ago, and I wanted to bring the best coffee Colombia has to offer, which is 100% Colombia Supremo. So there is no blend, current crops, and it's a coffee that 500,000 families in Colombia make their living out of cultivating, cleaning, weeding, and harvesting.
Does your family still own a coffee farm?
Very small. They used to be called coffee states, but because they diversify by the region as to flavors and aroma and notes, then the coffee has grown to a point where it's a cooperative effort of different growers putting together for export.
And so obviously coffee is in your blood, 300 years worth of coffee growing and coffee in your family.
Yes.
How did you get into the craft of roasting coffee?
I actually started up again 15 years ago by trial and error. And as a mechanical engineer, I kind of developed a way to reach a point whereby I would leave about 20 to 22% humidity content in the bean so as to provide the person who drinks the coffee with the aromas, the honeys, the sugars, and the flavors and the notes that coffee should provide or give the person who drinks it.
And I don't think most people realize they see a coffee bean that they get out of a bag or in a store, and that's a brown or dark brown bean. But when it arrives to you, it comes green, correct?
Correct.
And then what sort of process do you take into account when you roast? I know there's temperature, there's length of roast, there's tumbling, things like that. How do you get that 22%, and why is that important?
Well, we do check the humidity at which the coffee bean or because it's really a seed. There's two seeds inside a cherry, surrounded by a very delicious fruit. It's most like a cherry. Then we make adjustment in the computer system that runs the roaster to determine what profile we're going to develop with that particular batch of coffee. That is a point where we combine together temperature, time, and the humidity levels in the air and the atmospheric pressure. So that's when we develop this profile to arrive to a point where, because it's a natural product, not two batches are the same. They have to be profiled in such fashion that you develop to have to get the most out of coffee.
It sounds like it's helpful that you are an engineer.
It does, but sometimes it gets me too deep into it, and then I have to drink a cup of coffee and stop for a moment.
Well, luckily you're in the right business for that. Let's talk a little bit about the beans that you do use. You said all your beans come from Colombia?
Correct.
And how do you tell what's a good bean, what's a superior bean, what's one that you maybe don't want to touch?
Well, Colombia it grows different types of coffee and different sizes of the seeds or the beans, as you call it. They classify by a size of a screen through which they are measured. And a screen, say, for example, 14-15 will yield all the coffee that is labeled as Excelso. It's low in flavor and aroma, and it's a coffee that most Colombians will drink. Then we go to a screen 18 to 19, which is slightly larger, and this is the bean or the seed with the most concentrated flavors and aromas and sugars. That is the coffee that we process. There are other smaller coffee beans or seeds that in reality they have very little to offer. Since it is a product that is harvested by hand out of the same bush, you can easily harvest three times. The first time, for example, is at the end of the year, and for example, for the crop that came into the market at the end of January was a crop harvest after December 15 of 2018 and parts of January. And that is a current crop for March and April. Eventually, another crop is done in April and is harvested, and then that will arrive on and around the early May. And there will be another one in July that will arrive in September. Now, you have to consider that, again, it's a natural product, and depending on the amount of rain, the amount of humidity in the mountains, which, by the way, some companies advertise that is rainforest allegiance, coffee that's not grown in the rainforest.
Okay.
The rainforest, as we all know, is the jungle. Coffee grows at different altitudes in the mountains, and talking about Colombia, then it grows in different altitudes in the three cordilleras, the western cordillera, the central, and the eastern cordillera.
So what other countries are producing decent coffee beans or coffee seeds? I know you use Colombian, but are there other countries around the world that are doing a decent job?
Well, I think the very first thing we have to understand is that for the most part there are two types of coffees from the coffee tree that apparently originated in Arabia. And what we grow in Colombia is 100% Arabica coffee. That, as a matter of fact, when you roast it the day after, when the coffee had a chance to relax that coffee bean, then you will not smell coffee. You will have a smell or a tone or a note of leather or tobacco. And that's typical of a 100% quality of Arabica coffee. The other coffee that we talk about or is mentioned is Robusta, which has a lot of fat content, but is a very bitter and sour coffee. It's widely used in Europe for the espresso. My opinion, or I particularly don't have any taste for the European coffee, especially in Italy. It's terrible.
Well, you have 300 years worth of experience with your family with Colombian coffee. But speaking of Colombian coffee, I think anyone who was around for the 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, we associate Colombian coffee with the image of Juan Valdez with the advertising campaign. Was that good for Colombian coffee, or the wrong image for Colombian coffee?
Absolutely. Juan Valdez It's a creation of the National Federation of Colombia Coffee Growers, which, by the way, we are certified members. They're very stringent requirements to belong to the association and be certified. For the most part, again, is 100% Arabica. The coffee, the Federation has done an excellent job in promoting Colombian coffee. And again, I say Colombian coffee, I'm not being specific to which type. But they have spent a significant amount of money since the early 80s to the tune of approximately $120 million in advertising worldwide. Colombia is basically the third producer of coffee in the world. First producer is Brazil, and the second producer is becoming Vietnam, but 98.9% is Robusta. That is utilized in blends and in so-called exotic coffees that really are not something that people will have it in the consistent basis.
Oh, and we see Juan Valdez, we're assured that's Colombian coffee, and it's
absolutely
a sign of quality with it.
Oh, absolutely.
And certainly when we see Barista coffee, we feel the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. There is one thing to make a point in there is the Federation has also done a great job in promoting how a 500,000 families in Colombia make their living out of coffee. And if you look at 500,000 families, and I make a point of saying families, and if you look at four members per family, there is a little over 2 million people within harvesting, cultivating, putting a bread on the table and perhaps seeking to have three meals a day and have a better living conditions with the coffee. And they truly do an excellent job.
Well, Arthur, we appreciate you bringing a little piece of Colombia to here in the Lehigh Valley.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here on The Inside Dish. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.